The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD. It's a passionate show that teaches you how to take control of your genes. And we're going to talk today about the new study out from Hopkins that says that 65% of cancers are due to random mutations. What that means, because it doesn't mean what the headline says and what everybody's been quoting on the news media in the last day. We'll also talk about the number one story of the year, both with our guests and others. That is, I'll talk about it beforehand and then with our guests, your microbiome. Red meat, yolks, sugar, and sugar substitutes promote inflammation in you, leading to both heart disease and cancer. We'll talk about malaria. Is it killing more than Ebola? And the answer is yes. And in the Ebola zones, why? Because it presents the same way as Ebola does, and people with it are now afraid to go to the Ebola centers and are not getting treated for malaria. 10 times as many people dying from malaria. We'll talk about what Brian Wansick taught me in a couple of hours that we spent together on New Year's Day. Why oil prices dramatically affect the medical stories coming up. And we're going to get to Bridget's favorite of the day. So Bridget, go ahead. What's your favorite story of the day?
Hello. My favorite story of the day was about weight loss supplements.
So what about weight loss? Tell me about the weight loss supplement story. Do they work?
They do not work, and a lot of people use them and think that they do. But what they found, survey that was conducted by Consumer Reports, they surveyed about 3,000 Americans that were taking weight loss supplements, and they found that the people were not only not very informed about how safe or effective the pills are, but that they also didn't have much success with weight loss. So the results from the survey found that 20% of the people who use the diet supplements to lose weight thought that they were safe and don't realize that supplements are not under strict regulation through the USDA. And that it's more like food where you have to prove that it's harmful in order for it to be taken off of the market. There's not necessarily stringent tests that are completed to show that they're safe. Another thing that they found was about half of the people that used the supplements reported at least one side effect. And those ranged from dry mouth to digestive issues that included diarrhea and constipation, in addition to rapid heart rate. And then the third finding, which is probably the most interesting, is that one-third didn't shed any pounds at all, and about 9% said that they lost their target weight and were able to keep it off. So only 9%. But in addition to that, they also found that a lot of these people who lost the weight were taking a supplement in addition to changing their diet and exercising. So I guess the moral of the story is really that weight loss cannot be achieved through a pill, especially when you're thinking about your New Year's resolutions for 2015. Weight loss supplements aren't going to cut it. So I would think more about how you can incorporate more nutritious foods into your diet and an exercise program that's realistic for you to start and that you can adhere to for the entire year and not just the month of January.
Okay. Let me go and talk about a couple of the issues you raised. So one, the difference between drugs and supplements. Drugs are prescribed by a physician and or a nurse practitioner with a license to do that. And the weight loss drugs, has to undergo rigorous FDA testing on side effects as well as effectiveness. And those do work to create at least a 5% weight loss in 6 months in the test groups that are being regulated by the FDA. That's how the FDA. The supplements, which are the pills you're talking about, but they are different than the weight loss drugs. They are supplements. The supplements did not seem to cause or be associated with weight loss. There was a little weight loss, if you will, from the supplements. That is, 9% of the people did have weight loss, but it was thought related to an exercise program and their diet changes, as you said. So that's the key. And we're coming out with a book that's going to talk about this, is Your Do-Over, comes out February 24th. But in that book, Your Do-Over, we talk about the key and the secret sauce. I'm not going to give it away yet, but there is a secret sauce to, in addition to just a changing the food to avoiding the five food phones we've talked about many times, and increasing to 10,000 steps a day. But there's also a secret sauce, which we'll talk about later. But in any case, in this situation, the weight loss drugs that the FDA has approved that you get prescriptions for seem to be associated in the majority of people with a 5% weight loss over a six-month period. The weight loss supplements, no such luck. And many of them had side effects because they had some. I think 30% of them tested by Consumer Reports had a banned substance, that is, a substance that was known to be hazardous to your health, in them. So the message is weight loss supplements, stay away from them. Diet and exercise are keys for weight loss.
Well, and I find with a lot of patients that they can be really boring because of the fact that supplements are able to make a lot of claims that aren't necessarily backed. So don't trust everything that you read on the front of the bottle either.
Okay, your second favorite story of the day.
My second favorite story of the day, I actually have two favorites that are related to fast food. The first is about a new report that came out by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging from Tufts University, and they have been measuring the fast food portions for the past 18 years and comparing the portions and the nutrient content that is served there, and they found something fairly surprising, that the portions have not changed that dramatically in the past 18 years. And there's actually been some good things that have happened, like now there's less saturated fat and trans fat in French fries. But we've seen consistently large portions and excessive calories for the past 18 years in the fast food chains.
So the fast food chains had an increase in size from the 60s to the 90s. But since the 90s, they've held relatively stable in the size and portion size. And one of the things that you pointed out to me was the amount of calories in a cheeseburger. So the cheeseburger meal at the fast food restaurants, what's the minimum and what's the maximum in a typical cheeseburger meal?
A large cheeseburger meal ranged from 1,114 calories to 1,757 calories, and that depends on the restaurant.
That's just the cheeseburger. It's not including the fries. It's not including the Diet Coke. Is that right?
No, that actually is including the fries and the regular soda, or regular.
It does. So it is in one cheeseburger meal. 1,100 calories is like 60% of the daily average for people. 1,700 is like 80% of the recommended daily calories, maybe even more than 100% for some people of the daily calories. So you really get an awful lot of calories in one cheeseburger meal.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's what's driving a lot of the obesity epidemic. They looked at the most popular foods that were found in the restaurants, and those are cheeseburgers, french fries, grilled chicken sandwiches, and soda. Those are the four most
popular. When we come back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show, we've got both a great guest at the half hour going to talk about your microbiome and more of the top stories of the week on Radio MD. Stay well.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalief Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalief Oasis Vagina Moisturizer. It's paraben-free, hormone-free, fragrance-free, and rapidly absorbing. It provides immediate comfort and relief. You can find out more information on the Prevalief Oasis product and all the great Prevalief products at Prevalief.com. PrevaLeaf.com. To stop your itching fast and find relief right now. Prevalief.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.